We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you didn't float away in yesterday's 7 inches of rain that we had. But we're glad that you're here today. And today is the last time that we will be in Psalm 119 in our series of calls to worship. And I want to focus on Psalm 119, 173. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. It's interesting, the word order that's given here. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. What came first? Well, the choosing of his precepts. And whenever I chose his precepts, my thinking changed. And when my thinking changed, I start doing for myself and I start looking to him to help me. You know, it's a whole different way of living when you're a Christian. Do I hear an amen? It's a whole different way of living. It's a whole different way of thinking. It's not at all similar to the way the world lives. And yet, so many times, people live in a very similar way because their thinking hasn't been transformed, their manner of life. The cry of the psalmist here is this: your word has affected the way I think. And so, Lord, as I meditate on this situation I'm going through or this difficulty, Lord, I want your hand to help me. I want your hand to help me. Isn't it interesting? When I was at Chick-fil-A on Thursday night, I was standing there talking to someone there at one of the tables after we were all done, and this little child comes running up and just grabs a hold of my leg. And I was stunned, and they looked up and they didn't know who I was. They thought I was somebody else. And whenever they looked up, that child took off like a scorched cat. I mean, it was just unbelievable, and I had to chuckle and laugh. But they just come running up there and just put a big old bear hug on my lip, and I looked down, and the mother that was standing over nearby said, "No, that's not Daddy. Daddy doesn't have white hair." And so we had a good chuckle and joke out of that. But now, she thought it was Daddy, and she wanted to be with Daddy, wanted Daddy to pick her up, but I wasn't Daddy. And so many times, folks, instead of running to our Lord, we have mistaken identity of who God is. Everybody follow what I'm saying? And we go embrace the world, or we go embrace the culture, we go embrace the devil, and we're calling him God, and it's not God. When you look up, you realize that's not who I'm embracing. God desires for us to come to him. He's already come to us. Understand this. He's already come to us. He came to us at the cross. In the virgin birth, he came to us. Now, what do we need? We need to respond to him and come to him. And that's what the cry of the psalmist said, "Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts." How wonderful it is to possess a copy of the Word of God. I wish I could take you all over there to southern Palawan and take you up into the mountain, Mount Sarong, and let you see how many people did not have a Bible. There was only the people that rode with us that had copies of a Bible. They didn't have them. And that's why they sat there and hung on every word that was being said, because they had to remember it. They had to remember it. What if that were to happen to us? Would his precepts be as precious? I think probably they'd be more precious, because then we would put more energy into grasping the precepts that God has for us. It changes your thinking, and it changes who you embrace. May God help us to embrace his Son today.